Blessing, welcome to the live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about walk in the light. We're going to be reading the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 to 13, which talking about walking in the light. So we go to the verse 8. It says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. What as a children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that were exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. So we go to the Bible, it's talking about like a walking in the light. And we go to this book, the Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8 to 13, is talking about how we need to walk. The Bible says like we are not in darkness anymore. We have been, you know, walking in the light. We have met the light of the Lord, the light of God. And I said, like, I was the children of light. What walk as a children of light means? So when we know God, we know about, we know Jesus, we give our life to Jesus Christ, we start making, like, a transformation of ourselves. And, you know, we start knowing the truth. The Bible says, like, if we know the truth is going to make us free. And we talk about freedom, it's talking about like everything that was like taking us away from God, taking us away from the desire of God. You know, we need to remember we have been made, you know, to be following, you know, of Jesus Christ. And we go to the Bible, we go to the beginning of like how everything started. We know like God have a really good plan with a couple. That in this case, like it was the first man, the woman, that was created. So he have a plan, you know. He made like a special place, you know, and he put them together, you know, to make a family, you know, to grow up and everything. But we know what happened. We know that history. We know everything that happened, you know, with this couple. But we after that happened, like this couple, they were like thrown away from, you know, from the paradise, and that history started like of the darkness. We know like what happened like a few years ago, like in the history. We see like these guys have been like producing with like having like children's, you know, and you know the population have been growing out like really big. But at the end, like the Bible's talking about a specific episode in life that like the angels, you know, the sons of God have been like together with the sons of the woman. And the Bible said like the darkness start like taking place out of life. So when we know how like everything go, like God sent like the rain, a heavy rain to, you know, to kill everybody. But he put his eyes on like a specific family. That's Noah and his family. And we know that history. But we need to focus in this chapter. As children of light, that means like we need to know the truth. And something that happened is like every church, different denominations, you know, different like they got different criteria about how we need to be, how need to walk, how they need to act. And we see like a lot of churches, they are like a very very hard in the way like they are. But some churches are very light in the way they are. And something we need to understand is like it's not about what the church is telling me, what, you know, the any conference or any specific denomination is telling me of how work. We need to go to the Bible. The Bible is giving us the instruction how we need to walk. And how we need to walk, we need to walk in light. We go to verse 11, saying, have no fellowship with the unfruit work of darkness, but rather expose them. So this means like if you know the truth, If you know God, if you know like a Jesus, you have like a close relationship with God, and then you're going to be in life. And like everything, when you are doing something bad, something like that, you don't have to do, because not because somebody tell you that you don't need to do it, because the Bible, because God have been telling, you know, that's not something you need to do. And then we start like getting close to the light, and something's happened. And like I remember like a long time ago, like we have a teacher, you know, he was teaching me about like how is all about like a relationship between the man and God. And we compare God as like a, you know, a lie. You know, we turn on the lie and we compare ourselves as like a slip of paper. And we see the slip of paper, we see like it's white, you know, that, you know, we see like it's clean. We don't see any mark, we don't feel any fat on it. But as we put it closer to the lie, we gonna see like they are not perfect. And that's what the verse 12 is saying. It says like, for it is shameful ever to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But 13 says like, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. What does mean? That mean we are close to God, which is the light. We are close to God, which, you know, have been given all destruction. We go to the Bible. The Bible have been our life. We need to, every time we are, you know, we feel desperate, or every time like we feel like we want to continue, we want to get away from the kingdom, we want to get away from, you know, from God, and then we got to go to the Bible. The Bible going to tell us what to do to keep strong, to keep like a firm in God. And then the Bible said like all everything is manifested on the light. That means like nothing can be hidden. When you are, you're getting close to God, every imperfection that's on you, everything like they need to be changing, that came to light, they came like, and then you see like what you need to change. And I want to, you know, make sure like you understand this. That's not what the church telling you. That's not like a leader is telling you. It's not like a denomination is telling you. No, it's about like somebody in a specific place is telling you. That's what the Bible have been telling you to do. How you need to add, you know, what things you are able to do, but at the same time they don't have any benefit to you, and what things you don't really need to even think about to do it, because those things gonna get away really quick. They're gonna make you lose everything you have gained in relationship with God. So the Bible itself, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know giving instruction through the Bible, that's how we can keep it straight. We need to keep like a close to God, which is the light. The Bible said we need to walk as children of light. That means working hard. That means getting close to God. That means like getting away from everything that is going to contaminate us and is going to bring us back to darkness. So we need to be in the light. We need to keep close to the light. We need to work hard. We need to fight to be close to the light, to be close to the truth. And God is the truth. God is the light. And whoever is close to God never gonna get lost, because he's the light. And this is the message for today. And I hope I've been blessed to you. And ask to share this video, and that's okay. And like, I see you next Thursday at 10 p.m. with a new live streaming. So God bless you and have a wonderful day. And see you next time. Bye.